Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meets and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Subtitle, Working on Tomorrow's Future, Working with a Purpose in the Right Direction for the Better. That's what I wrote down. We got a great show for you tonight. We're going to do a little K-pop from Korea with Blackpink. And that's my group there, man. Blackpink is just hot, man. I got to find out what they're doing right now. They've always been, when they burst on the scene, I think 2020, then they tore it up. And they were on a lot of American talk shows, a lot of American night shows, whatever they call them, evening shows. But I like them, man. They're kind of like that pop it up. But I also listened to the documentary on K-pop in Korea. And one of the young ladies committed suicide. I sure hate that. But it's a phenomenal K-pop. And I've been playing a lot of K-pop. Not lately, but I played it before. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world to get into the show. And I do mean to get in. Or you can go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and click on the on-air button. It's big red, and you'll be on the show. Now, we got some hot fire for you tonight. Matter of fact, we're going to probably start off with Da Do Da Da by Blackpink. Hit you with the do, 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 da. And when they hit you with the do, da, they hit you, man, upside your head. Boop, boop, boop. So we're going to hit you with the we're going to hit you with the do, da, because we start now. And when we come back, we got more dangerous music for you on tonight's show. And we're going to do a little crying, a little sighing, a little begging, and a little not understanding. So, you know, we're going to do a little all that. But anyway, let me get to Blackpink. Hit you with the do-do-do-da. And when they hit you, you're done for, man.
Hit you with that
That's what they call it, the doo-doo song. Do you? Hot pink. Man, I like some hot pink. I've always liked them ever since I saw them. And we got one of my favorite tracks that's going to play by them called Let's Kill This Love. So tonight, and I've been dancing. That's why I'm breathing hard. So tonight we're going to, you know, and, you know, so it's all good. It's all good. We got, I was reading a note somebody sent me, but, you know, it's one of those things. Anyway, listen, I was talking to a friend of mine earlier, and they were talking about how hard they work. And I said, yeah, so you work like Donald Summers, hard for the money? She said, no, I hate that song. I said, oh, then I'm going to play it. You know, when I was a little boy, my mother said, Don, why do you like to torment people? I said, I don't know, Ma. It's, I don't know. She said, because you're a doofy. But anyway, I'm going to play Donald Summers, Hard for the Money, because actually somebody else told me, they say, Don, how long are you going to work this hard? Are you gonna, you're the hardest working man I know, and you've been working hard. And I say, yeah, well. So I made up my title, Working with a Purpose in the Right Direction for the Better, Working on Tomorrow's Future, Working Hard. So let's get it on. man.
Hot money.
Yeah. You know, I got to slow down for a minute. Because that just got me all excited. We're getting more orders for the book, Birth of an Idea. And it's just moving, man. It's just moving. So, I'm going to play Stephanie Mills to relax by for a second. Home. You know, because they always go, "Dang, you work so hard. Oh, you work, you work, you work, you work." And I was like, yeah, I work. And I like working. But I'm not going to work forever. All right, let me play Stephanie while I do something I got to do. How about that?
When I think of home, I think of a resting place. A place where there's peace, quiet, and serenity. And that's where some of my friends have gone. Friends who have traveled with me through my wonderful experience in Oz. A journey I'll never forget. When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love alone. I wish I was home, I wish I was back there with the makes the tall grass bend into leaves.
another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. I want to go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another airplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I want to go home. I've got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I want to come home. Stepped outside when everything was going right, and I know just why you could not come along with me. This was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away, and even Paris and Rome, and I want to go home. Let me go home. And I'm surrounded by a million people. I still feel alone, and I want to go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. Let me go home. Back home.
We had Stephanie Mills, Home, and then we had Blake Shelton, who's now managing Wendy Moulton. And he said, I want to go home. Hey, we're going to take you back to a time that most of you probably weren't even born, but we're going to play this track. It's called A Lover's Concerto, and it's by a group called The Toys. And it was the first time, supposedly, that a girl group sang a concerto. You know, this was a classical track. And they sang it beautifully. And Ed Sullivan and them were really impressed. And Dick Clark. So, you know, that's back in the day. Half you never even heard of Dick Clark, probably. American Bandstand and... I think even Don Cornish was around when this was out. And we have The Toys. That's how Don sound. And Dick Clark was so American. And we have an American group, Domino, The Toys. And then you had Ed Sullivan, really big, running a really big show tonight with The Toys singing A Lover's Concerto. So here we go. From back in the day, a lover's concerto. And you know, I heard it the other day while I was in the store shopping. It was playing over the head, but I said, hey, I like that. Dun, 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 dun. Sang a song called Attack. Attack! Attack! That was crazy, right? But she had to fight for her guy. That's why it was called Attack. Let's see. Single by the Toys, released in 1965 and in the U.S. and in the U.K. in 1965. See, that's a 65 song. So most of y'all wasn't even thought of. The newer crew, now the older crew, they heard that track. So they knew. But 1965. Matter of fact, we're going to jump to another track called Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, which was originally done by the Shirelles. But Leslie Grace, a Latino singer, picked it up, and she knocked it out of the park. And she added in the diversity section the Latin words as well as the American words by this black group that made the song popular called the Shirelles. And it was written in diversity by Carole King. Oh, man, just diversity, 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 diversity. Okay, let me play this track.
You're mine, completely.
band. And that's one of the 1964 tracks. So they were cutting up, man. Carole King was writing and putting it out there, and Burt Bacharach was doing some stuff, and everybody's just, excuse me, just writing all this, "Will You Take Me Back? Will You Love Me Forever?" and all that good stuff. But it was a good time. Hey, I'm going to play this track by George Porter. It's called Insanity, featuring Layla Hathaway. And I got so many darn emails and texts. "Doc, could you play Insanity? Because my boyfriend, he's insane." And then the guys were calling, texting, "Hey, Doc, I got an insane woman. She always fighting. Can I hear Insanity before we go too far?" I said, "Oh, man, this is love. Love, love, love." So here's the track, Insanity. And he said, "Stop playing this crazy game, because, you know, we're doing Insanity, knowing we love each other." Why I sound like that? I don't know.
How did we ever lose our minds and fall apart, knowing we're the only ones to heal each other's hearts? Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
How did we ever lose our way and try to say tried to play? Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
We were lovers.
We were lovers.
And the best of hope that we can be that, oh, until the end.
Until the end.
Sometimes the
lovers
can be angry till the end.
Can be angry till the end.
But it's always the friend inside that will make amends. Oh, how did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? We will never be the same. Bring your love on back to me.
Bring it back to me.
Stop this insanity before we go too far.
Before we go.
Before we go too far.
Before we go too far.
Sometimes the lovers make amends. Oh, stop this insanity,
yeah, yeah.
Before we go too far.
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 Before we go too far. Before we go too far.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, bsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author, Don S. McClure. Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Tracks from 1965 and 1964 and probably some more. You know, I like when one of the movies I saw, the lady had ran out of milk, and so she mixed a little milk with water, and her little girl said, "Mommy, I want some more, some more." She said, "Yeah, and it must be nice that we have our own cow that could give us as much milk as we want." Of course, it was watered down, but just goes to show you a mother, a woman's ingenuity to keep her kids happy, and they didn't know they were drinking milk water, I guess. You know, I used to drink, no, you don't know nothing about this now. They used to wouldn't give little kids coffee, right? So they gave them coffee water. The coffee was so watered down, it wasn't but water, but we thought we were drinking real coffee, coffee water. Ooh, that's back in the day. Oh, my God. Let me play one of my favorite tracks, Selena Gomez. I love you like I love a love song, baby. And I love this song, man. I could play this all night long, but unfortunately, I can't put it on repeat. But she says in the song she's going to put her love on repeat, peep, 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 repeat.
It's been said and done. Every beautiful thought's been already sung. And I guess right now here's another one. So your melody will play on and on. With the best of all, you are beautiful. Like a dream come alive, incredible. A centerfold miracle, lyrical. You saved my life again. And I want you to know, baby, I love you like a love song, baby. I love you like a love song, baby. I love you like a love song, baby. And I keep it in the beep, 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 beep.
Beep, 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 beep.
Hey, I was watching the Duke and Cal game, and Duke putting it on him, man. I hate to say it, but Duke throwing the ball all the way down the court, and they just jumping, and then they stealing. They just steal it in their face. I don't know, Cal. You better come on with it. It's the NCAA or whatever it is, March Madness. But Duke cutting up, man. Hey, we're going to take a minute. It's 7:54 to talk about our subject for tonight. Working on tomorrow's future. Working with a purpose is the right direction for the better. You know, people are always saying, Don, you work so hard. Don, you work so hard, 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 hard. And when you're working hard for the future of tomorrow, because that's what it is, you're working toward tomorrow so that you can make it better. And it's going to be rough, but you got to work at it, man. You got to put the time in. You got to really do it, because then tomorrow will be better than it was today. See, when you work hard that way, you move toward a future of making things really bright, really better. Just feeling that sense of tomorrow's a better day. And when you do that, you walk away with such a great feeling knowing that your tomorrow was worthwhile while you were living today. See, that's what a lot of people keep saying. Why work so hard? When are you going to stop working hard? Or are you going to just work hard forever? Like some of my guy friends, you know, neighbors and stuff say, Don, when are you going to retire? But you don't retire from something that you love. You don't get tired of it. Like one of the DJs that was just so popular, Herb Kent, the Cool Gent, he died doing his show. You know, so when you're in something that you truly love, you go out with a bang because you know you did something for tomorrow's future. So I want you to think about that. It is 7:56. We're going to get to another track. I think I'm going to go to my Blackpink. Let's Kill This Love. Because I like them, man. And they're from Korea. And it's called K-pop music. So let me get this on, like popcorn. And I want you to think about working on tomorrow's future.
I'm not sorry. From a man I've yet to meet,
Got even more. So let's get to it like we should it, like we would have. This is one of my favorite songs, and yes, I'm going to play it. You know, I'm playing a lot of my favorites tonight, so I feel like dancing in the sky. You know, that's going to be a good, you know, I got so many ideas for Crystal Catherine Magic, a.k.a. KK, Commander of a Starship. And now her best friend is alive. Her name is Skystar. And she is carrying an ammo cookie cannon in her hand. Whew. Almost looks like a shotgun. And some shotgun, shoot it for you, run now. See, you didn't know I could sing it. Shoot it for me, baby. Let me play this track that I want to hear. Every day of the week.
Yeah.
want to see die if I had my way. Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Tuesday night, Monday evening, Tuesday. Papa just to be like, that I ain't never seen nobody love themselves as much as you love yourself. Hey, man, I'm just telling you, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And now I'm going to play my favorite track after Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Janet Jackson, If I Was Your Girl. Man, I like that track. She said, I'd do this, I'd do that, ooh, I'd do this, and I'd do that. If I was your girl, but I'm not, so I won't, so I ain't. Oh, man, I guess you told him.
Bye.
man. I mean, Don, you jamming. All right, I got to play the crybaby song for the women. You know, they be like, Don, no, he didn't drink the orange juice. He was saying sour. I don't believe him. He said he don't want to talk, he didn't want to read the newspaper. What kind of man is that, Don? What kind of man? What kind of man could that be? He don't want to talk to me. He want to read the newspaper. Oh, man. That's too deep for me, Tama. I think the juice is sour. And the man just said it was some bad orange juice. And you made a whole cock-a-gaboo out of that. Yeah, because he ain't acting funny ever since I bought that bad orange juice.
Sugar and cream. Your eggs are overeaten.
she's talking about you got to realize you got to be better. Yeah, you bought the orange juice a month ago. It's sour. They got nothing to do with you. And the newspaper is the New York Times. I'm trying to read the stock market to see if I can make some more money for us. So get off my back. I like that, man. I like that, Don. I like that. The juice is sour. It's orange juice. Woo. I'm going to get it for that one, boy. Let me play this track. My fears, when I give my love, man, that was a good one, Don. That was a good one. All right, ladies, don't be sending me an hate mail.
When I give my love this time, I'm gonna make it last forevermore. And when I give my love this time, I'm gonna give it all I got for sure. No more mistakes, that's my resolution. Lord knows I've been through so many changes. Book of love. To be hurt by love is too painful to mention, but you know. Thank you.
My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism, you will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
A New World of Adventure by renowned American author Don S. McClure is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live.
The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, a new world of adventure, shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
And we are back. Man, we've been cutting up tonight. 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world to get into the show. And the Voice of Joy will be on the DSM Network. The Gospel Hour, man. I mean, we're cutting it like a razor blade, man, like a razor. Cut ya. I got ya. Man, we got some more bad, dangerous music to play tonight. It's just, we're just good. We're going to jump to this track by Vanessa Rubin, and it is called Giant Steps. How about that?
Thank you.
Did my show go off? Did I miss something? What actually happened? To board that out for a minute. Hey, I'm going to get to this track. I Give My All, Mariah Carey.
Sleepless, alert tonight. If it's wrong to love you, then my heart just won't let me be right. 'Cause I'm drowned in you and I won't pull through without you by my side. I'd give my all to have just one more night.
Special request for the people that's out of town. And they've been traveling and working and doing. And one of friends of mine, Miss Crawford, and you know, just a lot of good people out there, man. And they want to go home, so we're gonna make them click their heels 3 times, and. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Nah, I don't know what you be drinking, man, but you know, you kind of nutty. But anyway, you're listening to the Douglas McClure Show. Working on Tomorrow's Future is the title of the show for tonight, or at least the subtitle. Working with a purpose is the right direction for the better. You know, when you work with a purpose, you can't end up doing anything else but being victorious. You know, and they teach you that in school, right? Victorious. You have to learn how to say it. Like the Italians say, yeah, victorious. And that's something you have to instill into an individual, to fight until you are victorious. That's something else, man. All right, we got 10 more minutes to go. I'm going to play Home again, Stephanie Mills. And, of course, I'm going to hit Janet before we get out of here. Hey, dick a dot, dick a dick, dick a dick. I like that.
When I think of home, I think of a resting place. A place where there's peace, quiet, and serenity. And that's where some of my friends have gone. Friends who have traveled with me through my wonderful experience in Oz. A journey I'll never forget.
When I think of home, I think of a place where there love overflows. I wish I was home, I wish I was back there with the things I've been knowing. When I make the tall grass bend into leaves,
All right. 5 more minutes to go. You know, 1965, a lover's concerto. I got to get it in before we leave the air. How gentle is the rain, the toys. And I might try to sneak in my favorite song. I love you like a... Now I'm probably going to play back Blackpink.
Okay, what's my rely? So what?
Let's kill this love.